Welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin, did you start at 1.5 speed?
For the other people who do listen at like 1.5 speed, you're like, what the fuck did he just say?
No purchase necessary, only valid in states Hawaii. Doing all that stuff at the end.
I was told we have to rush through this one because people got to go somewhere. So I was just like, might as well do it at 1.5 speed. Okay, so here we go again. Closing for good is Alamo Draft House. Closing for good at the DFW Federal Bankruptcy. Locations of Richardson, Lake Highlander, Evans, Chapter 11. So that's sad news, right? Next. No.
Yeah, that's real sad, man. I can't tell you what I can think about that, man. It's really sad when they close up in Kansas City. I didn't know what house going. Now it's closing DFW. That's really sad. That's, you know, pretty much means it's the end of the Alamo Draft House. I mean, what do you think, Doug?
Yep.
It's really sad because the owners of the building say that they owe about $3 million and they don't know how to pay it back, but they're saying that that's not true.
Well, that's unfortunate. It looks like they're going to be bankruptcy or burning the place down for insurance money. I don't know. What do you think, Doug?
Yep.
That's wonderful.
That's great. Moving on to the next story. It's a nightmare for anyone really listening to it.
I'm sitting here eating. I'm just trying to enjoy my breakfast.
Meanwhile, Doug, nice and slow. Slow chews, just really enjoying it. Just taking it in.
Next up in the news, that the Steam Deck has been released.
Oh, yeah.
The what?
The Steam Deck.
Oh, the Steam Deck.
Yeah, the Steam Deck has come out. If you were lucky enough to get in the front of the line, then you would have gotten your email to purchase it, and it will be shipping in within 6 days or something like that, or you'll have it within 6 days.
Yeah.
I have yet to get my email. I am strictly buying it so I can put it on eBay for $2,000.
Oh, my.
They are going for over $2,000 on eBay.
Man, if I get, because you and I pre-ordered at the same time. So I think we're both set for quarter two, or did you get quarter one?
I got quarter two. So unless I get moved up, because if you do not purchase it and you do not respond to the email within 72 hours, your pre-order is gone and then it moves on to the next person.
Fair enough. So yeah, if that happens, I've got a trip at the end of March, man. I would love to have that by then. It would be rad, but
ain't happening.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The way I justify purchasing, because I know Jer and I went back and forth on it. We're like, let's do it. And then we're like, this is horrible. Why are we doing this?
And we'll never use it. And so I went in and said, you know what? I'm just going to buy it and resell it.
I'm going to buy it and I may use it. It may be my new Switch. The thing that kind of won me over is that it has Linux based hardware and you can throw emulators on it. So technically you could make it like a huge machine.
Also, the emulation in it is you don't even have to install custom software, anything. There is a desktop mode. You click one button, it goes into the Linux desktop mode, and it has an app store built in. And you can download every single emulator needed. And all you have to do is install the ROMs.
Yeah. So it's like, that was kind of the thing that like tipped me over to the side of wanting to buy one. And I have the mid-tier one pre-ordered. Like, I think you and I both pre-ordered like the mid one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, one with 512 gigabyte of hard drive space.
So, and then I'm excited. I hope I do get that email.
Yeah, it'd be fun. It's interesting because if I really wanted one, I mean, I would sell the first one and then just rebuy another one.
With that money, you'd be able to afford it.
But I went back and forth like you, and I just realized like I don't leave my house enough like to practically use this out somewhere. I have this expensive PC at the home. This is what I play on.
He says getting ready to go on his 18th vacation of the year for 2 weeks.
Am I wrong? And I'll be out in space, so I have no need for a
no signal
earthly gaming device.
You know that. Listen, you're going to be at Star Wars Disney. You're not actually in outer space. You're just in California. They still have Wi-Fi there.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Nothing. Never mind.
Okay. I mean, because I'll be on a Star Cruiser.
Oh my God. You get fucked. You get fucked so hard.
So Ashley actually was like, hey, Jeremy, could we ever do this? And I go, Ashley, that's $6,000 for two nights. Are you fucking insane? And she goes, what about at bonus time? And I was like, I mean, maybe. Because
I got to pay the government back first.
She got, since she got her new job, that she also gets a raise and she also gets a bigger bonus as well. And so I was like, I mean, maybe it's a possibility if we didn't spend all the fucking money from bonuses. But yeah, so maybe one day that we'll do it. But that would be, God, I just can't see, like, $6,000 could be like half of remodeling the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man.
Stuff that would last instead of two nights of memories. But God damn, those two nights of memories would be fucking awesome.
My TikTok has just been full because they've lifted the embargo on all the people that have gone over the last few weeks. Because I think it was last week, I was like, dude, like all these people, these like Marvel and Star Wars, like TikTok influencers, essentially, who just like report on Star Wars and Marvel shit. Like they're all there and they're all in costumes because I guess costumes come with the price of the room. Like they give you like 2 days of wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
So you wear like Star Wars clothes. You don't have to, but.
Like the robes and such.
Yeah, and like the tunics and shit. Like, so you look like you're a part of the Star Wars universe because it's like a completely immersive experience. Like, I mean, there is like an agenda. Like, you'd have stuff to do every day.
Yep.
My
biggest complaint is that it looks like the new lightsabers that are retractable cannot be purchased.
Yeah, that is true.
And I'm very set. Maybe at some point they will be once they can like mass produce the tech, but. It's very, very sad. I guess it's just for like the kids to do, lightsaber training and shit. But I do have a major complaint. Anytime that I see any of the interior of the ship, it looks more like Star Trek than it does Star Wars.
Very clean.
Yeah, it's very clean. And like, it just, even the walls and everything that you see on the, and I was like, I don't know, man, it's not very Star Wars-y.
But you're on a Star Wars cruise ship, and like, I mean, think about some of the other ships in Star Wars, because we're so used to like shit like the Millennium Falcon. You know what I mean? Like, think of the Alderaan or the blockade runner from the very first movie, like those crisp white walls and stuff. So the rich people have nice ships.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Amidala's ship.
It's just hard.
Sleek ass.
I guess it's we've just been looking at like so many years of shit that when you do see something clean, you're just like, nope, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like that goes for the goddamn. Well, no, that's in a whole league of itself. Fuck those little mopeds. Those don't belong anywhere near Tatooine.
Oh, the mods? Yeah. those hipster kids.
Yep. Fucking things. So Steam Deck is coming out.
Oh yeah.
I don't see myself needing one or using it, so I just was like, all right. I'm sure Kev will love it. I mean, Kev will get the fucking, he'll use this on the shitter every day.
You called it, yeah. Rocket League while I'm pooping. How you sold me? Also, like in bed, I could just chill in bed and like.
Can you imagine that fucking thing falling on your face? Like,
oh my God!
You're sitting there, you're like, oh, I fucking love this game, and then it slips and just crashes on your nose.
I heard it was a chunky boy too, like especially compared to the Switch. So yeah, it would hurt.
Huge. In other news for Valve, they said that they're open and would be happy to bring Microsoft's PC Game Pass to Steam. So that way you could play all of your Game Pass games on your Steam Deck on the go, as well as anything like have access to them and not have to have a separate app. And then Gabe has been like surprisingly, with the launch of the Steam Deck, he's been surprisingly open about things. And he actually says that conversations have happened with Microsoft about bringing Game Pass to Steam. Now, nothing has, you know, come of it, but he says that they continue to talk and everything. I think the biggest hurdle is probably that 30% cut that that Valve takes from sales. And mm-hmm. so Game Pass already is pretty cheap at $9.99, and then Valve taking a 30% cut of that would be kind of a huge hit to the bank for Microsoft. So I don't predict that we'd ever probably fucking seen that. So
be wishful thinking, though. That'd be nice to have that convenience. I mean, because Game Pass, I mean, I think we all have it at this point. It's great. It is a great value for $10. And the only downside is the fact that, yeah, you can only play it like at your PC unless you do like that ultimate connection where you get the cloud gaming. But otherwise, like, yeah, to be able to have that either on Steam Deck or even using Steam Link, you know, some people have that built in on their smart TV. It'd be killer. Or even Shield, the NVIDIA Shield, to be able to play that way. You know, it would be fantastic.
I mean, you'll be able to. I mean, you just have to install Windows, and then you can have Game Pass on your Steam Deck. But, you know, just natively, they want it to run.
Yeah, like, it's you have to jump through a bunch of hoops currently, and it's just not worth it.
Lots of news on Steam, because it's dominating the news. But Tesla is looking to bring Steam to all cars. So that way they have an entire gaming library that you could just launch and play. Doug's shaking his head. Why are you shaking your head?
That's for why?
Listen, don't you know you got to pick up your kids? Maybe you want to pick up some Cyberpunk where you left off, and you're like, all right, might as well jump in.
Have that game play while your kids get in the car.
Yeah, I forgot I stopped at this part where I'm about to fuck this hooker.
Cyber hooker, please. Come on, Doug. It's 2077.
Let's see. Bethesda is killing off its launcher and moving everything to Steam. So there you go. It'll be next month in April, so you'll be able to migrate any games that you have on the Bethesda launcher, and it'll all move over to Steam.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Which is surprising that they didn't move it all over to the Xbox game app, but, you know, they've been buddies with Steam. Yeah, jeez. I've got some... we said it at the top of the show. I'm really sad that the Alamo Drafthouse is, like, shutting down a ton of their theaters. Mm-hmm. And that makes me really sad, too, because that was my number one place to go. The rules were awesome, but unfortunately, with the pandemic, they cannot back pay the rent in a lot of these places that they've leased. And the one that's over by my house, if you didn't hear it at 1.5 speed, they owe $3 million. And they're disputing that. They're like, no way. But unfortunately, they're going to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And RIP.
That sucks, Ben.
What if the owner, oh my God, that'd be so great though, if the owner came back and just reopened them, like purchased the lease, reopened the theaters just under a new name.
He's like, he's just going like this. No, I don't know who that former tenant was.
We're the Fort Worth Draft House.
Yeah, I have to say, for those that didn't, this is not a visual thing, but Kev held his finger up to his nose pretending he had a mustache. That joke did not translate.
Yeah, my apologies.
No.
Jer laughed, though.
Because I saw it.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Have you guys seen the trailer for the new Foo Fighters movie? The horror film?
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting.
This looks fucking dope. It's called Studio 666. And if you guys watched him on this week's Hot Ones or last week's Hot Ones, you would see, like, that's probably my favorite episode of Hot Ones of all time. He makes...
Other than Paul Rudd?
I think so, man. He makes Sean do shots almost after every wing.
Oh, my God.
They kill an entire bottle of Crown. And by the end... they're singing to each other. Sean is like, hey man, I gotta tell you, this is the greatest thing ever. I love you, man. Like, you're the, I don't even know how to, and then fucking Dave Grohl's like, are you kidding? Are you getting sobby with me? Like, are you that guy at the bar? and he's like, yeah, man, I am. It's because I'm passionate, man. And I love the, you know, I just care. I care so much. And he goes, you're drunk.
I'm going to have to watch that. That sounds fantastic.
It was a lot of fun. It was really, really good. And, but Dave Grohl does say some really nice things about Hot Ones in the interview to make, like, it would make me turn that way as well. And you could see it on Sean's face that he was just like, so.
Especially because, man, Sean's like our age and he's like getting a compliment from basically like the king of rock and roll currently, you know, being in one of the most legendary bands, two of the most legendary bands
in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and getting a compliment from them is pretty legit. That's high praise.
And not only that, but like, imagine you're doing your job, but you're also getting to shoot the shit and like have drinks with Dave Grohl, like one of the coolest motherfuckers in rock. You know what Unreal. I'm saying? And or even on the earth. So it was a great episode. But this movie actually looks really, really good, and I can't wait to watch it. It comes out like Friday. It's very much in the same vein, probably, of like Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny.
It's a watch party. Where is it released? Is it going to theaters? Where is it going to?
Yeah, it's going to theater first. They didn't say anything about
digital release. Like it's streaming somewhere.
Oh, it's already out. It came out on the 25th. Came out on Friday. Oh, shit. Well, Maybe I'll make a trip to the theater this week. So, okay. So that's it. That's it for today's news and all that good stuff. It was good shit. Until tomorrow, we got Thirsty Thursday coming up. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.